Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now.
I am delighted to welcome all of you back to Patterns and Possibilities. We took a short break, but we felt like it was time for us to get back together for a very curious conversation with Glenda O'Young, the founder and executive director of the Human Systems Dynamics Institute. There's something really big coming up, and I think Glenda has a lot to share about it. And it's called the HSD Gathering, and it's happening April 5th and 6th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So Glenda, welcome back to Patterns and Possibilities.
Thanks, Tamla. It's nice to be back with you.
Well, I'm excited to be back and have this conversation with you about the HSD Gathering that's happening pretty soon. So what I would like to know is, one, when was the last time you had a gathering similar to this?
It's a great question. So it was in October of 2015. So it's been a long time. And it was in Chicago. And I was thinking about it last night, what fun it was to have everybody together.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is going to be fun and delightful as well. So tell us about the gathering itself. Why do you feel like now is the time to do it? Because since the last time was 2015, it has been a while. Why now?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is that we've been hearing from lots of people that since COVID, they really want to be breathing the same air, that we've spent a lot of time and have lots of connections virtually over the last few years. And it would just be really great to hug each other's necks and breathe the same air for a bit. So that was one. The second is that the HSD community is in the process of a transition, a transformation. As it stands as an ecology on its own, and the Institute shades into the background. The Institute may continue, may not continue, but it's not going to be as key as the community of people. And so we're thinking about this gathering as a fractal, as a practice, as a prototype, in the same place, in the same time, for what the community will be in the future. And that is that individuals will be doing the work and learning the work and doing the things they need and want to do. They'll be coming together in small groups to do collaborative work, sometimes theory, sometimes practice, sometimes just for fun. And all together, they'll be connected to create a network of networks, a kind of ecology, where everyone is putting in what they can, getting out what they need, and sustaining the work over time. And so the gathering is a kind of practice session for what the future is going to look like. That's why we're so excited.
So if I am a gatherer on the outside and I know nothing about human systems dynamics, what is it about this experience that you expect that they should bring with them?
So it's so fun. Often people who come for the first time to connect with HSD, whether it's in person or virtually, people say, I found my tribe. And so we're thinking that of the large number of people who don't know about HSD, who'll be joining us, so beginners are really welcome. They end up saying, this is my tribe. So people should come with three things. One is curiosity about people who are engaged in change and change making. Curiosity about who might be their tribe. The second thing is some real specific applications and challenges that they're working with, whether they're personal challenges that they need to deal with, whether they're with teams or organizations, or whether they're working with global challenges like climate change or violent extremism or hunger, just to bring some wicked issues that they're going to focus in on to see. And the third thing is to bring questions. Questions about HSD, questions about change, questions about complexity, change questions about the future, questions about the past. So those are the three things: to bring a connection to a tribe, some real practical challenge that they want to work on, and some questions with them.
Well, that sounds like something that's really easy to do because we all have that. We can all easily bring that to the table if we just take the time to reflect on that. And because I am curious, I started to look up the word gatherer to see, well, what does that mean? And the definition that I found says a person who collects or gathers things from numerous places, sort of like a hunter. And so when I think about gathering and what it would mean for me to show up, when I think about what I'm bringing, I am bringing my experiences, I'm bringing my perspectives, and just simple, unique things that might be just for my family, my in my friendship circle. But all of those things are things that I can bring in that makes this group that we're going to gather in really rich and wide and deep and diverse. And so then I have an opportunity to see into other people's perspectives and mindsets and all those other things that we bring with us that we don't often even think about, those strong patterns that we bring. So I'm excited about what is going to happen and the possibilities of it. And what's even more exciting is the fact that this is really literally going to be people everywhere, from everywhere, being able to thrive in one room. Focusing on a multitude of patterns that we have indeed gathered from different places.
Well said.
Well, thank you. So, is there anything else that you would like for anyone to know who might be interested, still hasn't registered yet? Information about how to register? Where do they need to go? What do they need to do?
That's a great question. So the calling question to bring people into the room is, how do we create a future where people everywhere thrive? And so that is really what brings people in. And if you haven't yet registered and you want to register, you can send an email to info@hsdinstitute.org and tell Barb, I want to register. And she will get you hooked to all the places and things you need to know about. Minneapolis is a beautiful place. Bring a warm coat. That's another thing. It may be cold, so bring warm clothes.
That's good enough.
Yes, indeed.
And again, I just want to make sure everyone knows. I think I stated at the beginning to remind folks it's April 5th and 6th, Friday and Saturday. And it will be an all-day session around 8 to 4-ish. So we would love to see all of you there thriving in the same place.
So great. Thank you, Tamla. See you
Thank you.
soon.
See you soon.
I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, what, so what, and now what experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world. Thank you.